You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is the Queen's Song International Show. It's on your radio, and I don't need you to tell me it's kick-ass. I knew that already.
Hey gang, welcome to episode 170 of Insomnia Radio. This is going to be a Tracks from the Vault edition, and we're going way, way, way back to the humble beginnings of Insomnia Radio. Kicking it off with The Street by a little band called Tail Gunner Joe and the Earls of Slander. Enjoy.
Street in front of everyone, yeah. It's burning like a wildfire, burning like the sun. Burning on the street in front of everyone, yeah. It's burning like a wildfire, burning like the sun. Burning on the street in front of everyone. It's OFM.
We're OFM.
We're OFM.
Those are letters.
You know what else are letters? Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio has music that you can listen to, for instance, OFM.
Including OFM.
Surely we can edit that down to something.
Throw another body in the basement. Throw another body in the basement. The rats will eat up, the feds don't clean up. Cue that tumbleweed from stage right. Throw another body in the basement. Take it to the bottom and erase it. Bathe in time with a twist of lime. Slip those bones right out of sight. Vision blurs and shakes. I'd rather be late than straight. Un poco de motita y un chingo de chelas. I'd rather be late than straight. People's echoes bump and scrapes their paper on a baby's neck. Grab a shovel, slice the earth. Dig the worms with all your worth. People's echoes bump and scrapes and paper on a baby's. Grab a shovel, slice the earth. Dig the worms, I'll take your word. Throw another body in the basement. Help me throw another body in the basement. Who needs stones from yesterday's bones? Break tomorrow's dawn. Throw another body in the basement. Take it to the bottom and erase it. Heave a hole, look out below. Got a little backup on the line. Here's a la 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 la. 30 years, I stick my fingers in my ears. La 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 la.
Not that they leave any room for doubt, but yes, that was OFM from Baltimore, Maryland, with the track Another Body. That was a single that they put out, I think, in 2006, maybe? Both of those songs, the opening track by Tailgunner Joe and OFM, they were both introduced to me by other shows that we brought on board. OFM, obviously, I think discovered by Tim and Don. I'm not sure which of the two, but I don't know. They did everything together. From Insomnia Radio Baltimore, rest in peace. And then, of course, Tailgunner Joe, discovered and brought around by the TLP show, which was kind of short-lived on our network, but is still alive and kicking at tlpshow.com. So, what have we got on this? Well, it's a 10th episode, so instead of going to the recent past, we're going to the way, way back. The way back machine, the vault, and playing some tracks that really kind of propelled, I don't want to say propelled, but were instrumental in, they were just important songs to me personally. They represented what was great about Insomnia Radio back in the early days. They represent artists who were very, very flexible and very enthusiastic about podcasting back when it was a really nebulous, just kind of a gray area, you know, artists giving people songs to play on these radio shows that were not streamed, that were downloaded, and, you know, with the threat of piracy. And anyway, these all come from artists that have always been, and some that still, assuming they're alive and kicking still, are very supportive of podcasting. So 10 songs left for you, 12 total. We're going to have some crazy awesome announcements towards the middle or the back end. But for now, sit back and enjoy some Three Man.
you're giving me. It's a goddamn violent vertigo, but it's a single vertigo. Well, it's a goddamn violent vertigo. So come on, come on, come on. You said that I fucked up, big man. I should listen up to your advice. But when the whores left Sodom for the promised land, they never look back to wonder why. So I'll keep all my hate and anger, and you keep all your wide-eyed truth. Well, I told you not to look back, didn't I? But you look back, didn't you? It's a goddamn violent world.
Welcome back to Insomnia Radio, episode 170. That was Dead Heart Bloom with Sodom. And have I mentioned before, by the way, that their entire discography is free? Totally free. They have, let's see, three EPs, I believe, two full-length albums. Not only are they free, but they're good. And you can get them in FLAC, lossless, WAVE. High-quality MP3, album art, totally free. So if you haven't ever done that yet, even though this is like the sixth time we've played Dead Heart Bloom, go to deadheartbloom.com and get yourself some free tunes and go support the band in any way that you can, please. And before that, we heard Three Man with Undone, which is a Buffalo, New York band who is thankfully still alive and kicking. We're not getting to the totally defunct ones until later on. But anyway, you can find them at myspace.com/threeman. They just released a new disc around April of 2009, and I haven't heard that yet because I was kind of focusing on just older stuff with this episode. But If the tracks that I've played before are any indication, it should be a very aggressive rocking album. Up next, two more songs that both represent two of the first physical CDs that I had mailed to me on behalf of Insomnia Radio, and it was like, wow, CDs! And Mike Chapelier's was actually autographed, and he had a little note in there. I don't remember what the note said, but it was just a personalized note, like, thanks for checking it out, thanks for playing, you know, my music, and those were the kind of events that really just made me fall in love with doing this show, was the not just the discovery of this amazing, unheard of music, but that personal connection with the artist that you just cannot get on a mainstream level. So, let's listen to The October with the song Far Away, and then we're going to hear Mike Chapelier with I Didn't Want to Leave You Standing There, right here on Insomnia Radio 170.
Just you and me, and what we said, all the dreams. lit my last cigarette, smoked down the road a bit. Little did I know I'd hit a trail, washed up on ancient shore. I had been there years before. Smelled like home with dinner on the stove. Openly I must admit, I didn't want to handle it. Had a fear that I was being framed. Too much on my plate to eat. Quietly I tried to speak. Words became a pointless step of faith.
Once again, Mike Chapelier with I Didn't Want to Leave You Standing There. It doesn't look like Mike's done much in the past few years, but it was, you know, again, in 2005, early, I think, 2005, he released this wonderful acoustic rock album, uber supportive of this new thing called podcasting. C.C. Chapman and I were playing the crap out of his music, and, you know, and it eventually spread like wildfire and then just kind of went away. But if you are interested in still buying his music, go to cdbaby.com/artist/Mike Chapelier. And obviously, insomniaradio.net is the place to go for show notes and links, because you won't remember all these links. Now, the October, one of my favorite bands ever that I have featured on Insomnia Radio or that I have listened to in the real world. The album was Push Me Off the Side of the Earth. And, you know, it's really funny because on Sunday, a couple days ago, I was finalizing the set list and Dustin Burnett pops up on AIM, and I hadn't been on AIM forever. Dustin Burnett was their producer. And Dustin, I'm sorry if you're listening, I don't know what your role was. He was either singer or guitarist or chief songwriter, but a very big part of the October. And, I was asking him, hey, you know, what's the October doing? And he's like, defunct. And I said, oh, not another one. But speak of the devil, you know, what are you doing? And he said he's been producing some new bands. So I'm waiting on his email for them. But hopefully we'll have some new stuff to bring you. You know, even though the band is gone, the talent behind the band is definitely not completely lost. So he's been in the producer's chair, and I will be passing on what he's been working on. Anyway, the October's last release was 2006. The album was a full length called Lost Since Graduation. Definitely check all that stuff out. MySpace.com/TheOctober. Next up, oh man, awesome stuff. I'll let him do the intros. See you in a bit.
Ting pa, bing tao. I'm God forbid from that handsome devil. It's what a wise man once told me in magical woods near a sparkling stream. I don't really know what it means, but he kept screaming it over and over again, and as I tried to drown him, I believe it's something about loving oxygen, probably. Anyway, what I did learn is one must always listen to Insomnia Radio.
Skeletons in frameworks, sway perception in and out. We fight over the same things, but the words keep changing round. Inward construct, attempt to rebuild itself. By those broken fists of throne, Elvis and James Brown. Well, I have my jam, and you have your vodka. Go do what you want, yada, 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 yada. Well, I have my jam, and you have your vodka. Cocaine and marijuana, blah, 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 yada, yada. We'll get married or buried. We'll have a baby or kill someone. Will I handle sales? What to buy? A ring or a gun? We'll get married or buried. We'll have a baby or kill someone. Will I handle sales? What to try? Commitment or a gun? Skeleton framework. Breaking, falling down. You snarl, you snap, twitch, collapse, then you don't make no sounds. Inward construct, attempting to kill itself. Pool sticks broken, bottles thrown, Elvis and James Brown. Well, I have my jam, and you have your vodka. Go do what you want, yada, 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 yada. Well, I have my jam. Blah, 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 yada, yada. We'll get married or buried. We'll have a baby or kill the world. Will I handle the sound? What to buy? A ring or a gun? We'll get married or buried. We'll have a baby or kill the world. Will I handle the sound? What to try? Commitment or a gun?
Push just a little bit, you push too far. Until you get quite pushed on.
You wild, yada, 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 yada. Well, I have my jam, and you have your vodka. Cocaine and marijuana, blah, 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 yada, yada. We'll get married or buried. We'll have a baby or kill someone. Will I handle the sound? What to buy? A ring or a gun? We'll get married or buried. We'll have a baby or kill someone. Will I would the trial for me a man or a gun?
Push just a little till you push too far. Until you can't quite push no more. And you forget what you were pushing for.
Ah, that handsome devil. File under best station ID ever alongside the OFM one. Two of the best ever on this episode. It was a treat to play those guys back then, but it was priceless to see them pop up on Rock Band a few years later. For those of you who played Rock Band, and seeing their track up on there and just trying to summon my best, fake plastic rocker to play along. Anyway, we're going to hear right now another big, big Insomnia Radio favorite. It's Recliner, with all pleasure, right here on Insomnia Radio 170.
I will, you won't, I do, you what you see in me, I don't know. You're my over-over. See you writhing on the kitchen floor. Every time you come around, we'll do it all again.
Fall.
Empty Self, Liberated on Insomnia Radio 170. You might remember that Eric Johansson of Empty Self was actually a double threat because he was also the main songwriter and singer behind Sire. Very, very Tool and Empty, or Tool and Perfect Circle-ish. You can kind of find both bands by going to EmptySelf.com. I think Eric's been focusing a lot more on Empty Self, but at any rate, you can get a new EP that he's released at 320K MP3 FLAC, or just about any other format you could desire, at EmptySelf.com. I don't quite remember the name of it, but I know it was released last year, and he is giving away the album for free, so go check him out. Now, I've only got two more songs, so, God, this goes by so fast. I want to also apologize for being late. I just kind of had some technical problems, and they are solved, and here we are. Day late, but hopefully worth the wait. Anyway, Marcy from Insomnia Radio Orlando, she has stepped up to the plate in agreeing to design the new show's logos, and oh my God, they are just stunning. I will have Insomnia Radio Portugal available to look at, or you can see it now by going to portugal.insomniaradio.net. It's just, I don't know if you guys can relate, but there's just this feeling of like this creation. And when you see, yes, this is happening, here's the logo, this is getting put in motion. It's just amazing. So I want to thank Marcy very, very much. Oh! Guess what, guys? You guys who've been around for a while might remember that Insomnia Radio used to be sponsored by the black, the black gold Castrol motor oil. Well, Insomnia Radio is now sponsored by the real, the more important, the more addicting black gold coffee. Coffee. I had a dialogue with the folks over at justcoffee.coop, and they are sponsoring Insomnia Radio. It's not set in stone how long the sponsorship will last, but suffice to say, at my house right now are six single origin blends of fair trade organic coffee from like Yerga Chefe, Ethiopia, Mexico. And I'm going to be creating Insomnia Blend, which you will be able to buy at justcoffee.coop. And no, I won't make any money from the coffee that you buy, because they are going to be flat out paying me to talk about them. And I'm going to talk about them because they're really freaking good coffee. You guys know I worked at Starbucks for a few years, about three or four, way better than Starbucks. And you know what? You might go, oh, you're being paid to say that. Yes, but I also believe in it, and you guys know I'm a freaking caffeine junkie anyway. So, anyway, head over to justcoffee.coop. Check them out. I will give you more details very shortly, but goddamn, it's good coffee. And they're very transparent, and I like what they do. Anyway, let's get into our last couple tracks for episode 170. We're going to hear from Slim and the Thieves. Enjoy.
Smoking embers on the sand, made a future of the land to the near. Mexico.
Kicking off that last two-song set of the show, it was Slim with Cortez and Pizarro. 4 years ago, that music was not free, but apparently Slim's entire album, Interstate Medicine, is now available on Jamendo for free, so go seek it out. I'll have a link to Jamendo as well as Slim's stuff on there on insomniaradio.net. And finally, God, the Thieves. Miss those guys. It's from the album Tales from the White Line. They sadly went missing over the past couple years, but man, these guys were huge Insomnia Radio favorites. Anyway, you can still pick up their two full-length releases at thebandofthieves.com. I hope you'll go check them out and support. I don't know who's getting the money now, but it's definitely music worth buying, so make sure you support them in any way that you guys can. Anyway, that has been Insomnia Radio episode 170. Find us on Facebook. Just search around on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/insomniaradio, one word. You can follow my rantings on Twitter at twitter.com/killyourfm. And you can look for us in, of course, iTunes and in the Zune software, or just regular old RSS. So go check all that stuff out at the website. Stay tuned for new websites and new stuff and new announcements and new music and new adventures right here on Insomnia Radio. Take care, gang. Thanks a lot for listening. Uh-oh. I think the impending rumble may give away the location of Studio A. You stupid train!
Yeah. Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.